Hello everyone, this is GameRick56 of thedailypos.org, and I'm actually doing something!
Hey, me too. Same goes for me.
It's that Krem guy!
And I'm actually... present?
Yes, you see, I've kidnapped Krem and brought him back to my evil lair.
Yes, and I'm being held at, hair point, being forced to record this podcast with him.
Yeah, we take our updates seriously here at thedailypos.org.
Very much so. So seriously that sometimes I go into periods of sheer being scared away from the entire thing by how serious I have to take all of it.
Yeah, Krem just tried to escape and find some sort of sanctuary in France or something, but we got him back.
Mm-hmm.
There's no running from us.
Yes, my attempts at self-imposed exile seem to be completely useless.
So, yes, we're actually doing something. I don't think I've updated in a month.
Yeah, I don't think it's been since you did those video fests a while back. About, like, that tool time game and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've had parts and other updates, but nothing like I've actually done myself. Despite constant, pressures from everyone to do something. I've actually found out how to turn off my highlighter, and, you know, God knows now that that's off, I'll never have to update again. Now if only I can get rid of his sow so he stops PMing me.
Oh, yeah. He's still trying to keep up that, relationship with you.
What relationship, Krem? Huh? Huh?
You know, that one where he just sort of talks to you, you know, those nice discussions that you guys have.
If you mean me,
whether you like it or not.
Yeah, the conversations at knife point, sure.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with someone constantly pestering you for stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anyway, Krem, I think everyone out there would like to tell us what you've been doing in your recent trip around the world.
Oh yeah, we discussed that the other day, and I wasn't even able to come up with an answer myself.
So you just went on a bender and blanked out.
I'm going to assume that's a Futurama reference.
Bender is when you drink and do a lot of drugs and then just kind of, you know,
is
beat
that
people
with a B
up
or an
and...
F? I can't understand you over this thing.
Hell, it's both. Frogs and drugs.
Right, okay then. Confusion abound, yes. My job here is done.
Yeah. You can't
Sounds
understand...
The podcast never ends.
You don't use short words that I use, so obviously you can't really understand what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. It's quite a transcendental experience.
Stop accosting me with your grammatical knowledge.
Lollygagging.
Okay, well, swiftly moving along, we're actually doing a podcast. If you guys haven't actually noticed by now, you're listening to us talk. I still don't know why people listen to us talk, but apparently it's funny.
You know, I had an idea. I was thinking we could go and, now, I've probably discussed this idea with you 3 or 4 times already and probably twice on the podcast, but I was thinking we could go on Wikipedia and do those things where, like, you read a Wikipedia article out loud and then you upload it and everybody's very proud of you for your contribution to the, you know, humanity's greatest knowledge base.
1,000 tigers upon your head?
Yeah. No. What?
Confusion!
Anyway, we totally do that sometime.
I've repaid you back.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
If we could figure out a way to do that on the POS wiki, our own wiki.
We could do
you
that.
Know, upload some audio files of obscure format of ourselves reading month-old revisions of our own articles. That would be great.
I think that's a worthy exploit of our time.
I don't know about you, Rick, but I prefer to work with my time, not exploit it.
I exploit everything. That's just how I roll.
Yes, I know. That's why you'll be playing Olimar.
Fuck yeah. Alamar!
Yes.
You and your Meta Knight.
All about. Heck yes.
I think we got challenged online the other day.
Did we?
Yeah, who was it? I think Wally accepted my challenge against him and Soap, but there was someone else who was playing who was like, oh, I'll take you and Krem on.
Probably just, like, Spatulator or something.
Yeah, it was someone I don't even bother to remember their name.
Grimes?
I know Grimes' name, but, you know, there's plenty of people.
No, you don't.
It's the same
Grimes
as...
Grimes has, like, 8 names.
Well, he has the same first name as Star Kirby, who I still call Star Kirby.
Didn't we have a third Brandon? Like, somebody who's not here anymore? Wasn't, like... We had a third Brandon.
We had 3 Matts at one time.
Oh, that was what it was. All them Matt folks. Okay.
Insomniac Dude, Soap, and Matt number 3, whoever the hell that is.
Matt Damon?
I know there was 2 Robs. There's Wally, and then there's Nose.
Oh, yeah. I vaguely remember that guy.
He still comes in all the time. I think he might just be idling right now in Melee. No, wait, he's not here right now.
I don't come in all the time, so, you know.
No, you sneak about in PMs.
Yeah.
Let's see, there's 2 Jessies.
Yep.
And yet there's no Mike, another Mike, and there's no other Rick.
Which is odd, because those are, like, the more common names, you know?
Yeah, you don't really see a bunch of Jessies walking around.
Yeah, I mean, anytime, you know, when I was at school, anytime somebody said, hey, Mike, I didn't even bother to turn my head and look. I knew it was somebody else they were calling to.
Well, you should have just told
there
everybody.
There were usually, like, 3 or 4, any given time at my school, there's usually at least 3 or 4 Mikes within earshot, so.
I could just picture you going around town and someone being like, hey, Mike, and then half the street turning.
Yes, that's exactly how it was.
That's pretty awesome. Maybe you could, like, form yourself a Mike army.
This one time my friend Nate knew this family called the Buggies, and I don't know if they were, like, Mormon or something, but they had, like, 9 kids, and each of their kids, their first initial was J. They had James and Jeremy and Jesse and all that, and
yeah.
Nate would go over to their house and be like, hey, JB.
Well, you could tell if they're Mormons because, you know, he'd have to have, like, 3 or 4 wives.
Well, they were all homeschooled.
Oh, okay, they're Mormons.
Yeah, 9 kids, and they homeschooled all of them, so.
Yeah, we don't allow Mormons in our actual schools. They have to homeschool.
Yeah. Actually, there was one of them that was remarkably similar to Grimes.
Grimes is a Mormon.
Yes. He has that look about him.
He has this 5 o'clock shadow now that reminds me of half my friends who are rapists.
Uh-huh.
Like Ben. What is with Canadians and rape?
Probably it is just really Ben, but... See, I think that it's possible we might have a very flawed perception of Canada because Ben's 90% of our exposure to it.
Ben equals Canada at this point.
Yeah. We know nothing else of Canada besides what we have from him and his close circle of associates.
Canada is this big mystery. All we know is they like to rape and they have this odd fascination with the Pope.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, there was that guy too, right.
You don't even remember his name.
I didn't even remember him.
He's only like posts a shitload and is online constantly and has been an actual member of the community. But no one ever remembers that guy.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you know, I don't even know what kind of adjective to use about the fact that he is technically one of our most active and participatory members.
He invented Melee Bot.
Enthusiastic. He's one of our most enthusiastic members.
The guy with the fascination about the Pope and sports.
Yes.
Anyway, We've talked about Canadians far too much. Let's talk about
once
some,
is enough.
Let's talk about some of our other people who come hail from other nations. Let's see. We had Mr. Spoon for a while, but then I think he died in like a cave-in.
I think he's moved on to other parts of the internet. Doesn't he like... What was that one site? I don't know. I think I saw him around somewhere.
I think he still posts at starman.net.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, that, yeah.
He's only a mod there.
Okay. Well, I was once, too.
Where did you mod?
I didn't, actually. Oh. But oh, the dreams I had.
Well, I knew that Static was mod for, like, shit, years on the Smash Brothers board. And she stopped posting, like, six months ago. And I think she's still a mod there.
Oh, wow.
I think they just forgot about her. They're busy putting up ads and such.
Yeah.
Friedman's making like, it I would really
I don't know. I don't know if the podcast is the right venue for it, but I still would really like to discuss further about David's exploits with Starman.net. I know it was a while back now, but I still haven't heard many stories besides what you mentioned about it the other day. So.
Okay, I can tell you. It was only like a month ago, so...
Okay, that sounds good.
David apparently, quote-unquote, hacked Starman.net through a flaw in their security program, which is pretty laughable since they're somewhat of a decently big site. They figured they'd have more security, but he had web space on there. And they had a security flaw, so he could just go access everyone else's web space, apparently, from what I hear. So he went and accessed it. And the best part about it was, not only did they have the security flaw overlooked, but they actually had a PDF file of their major people. We're talking, like, Reedman and Tomato and shit like that. Other major people, they had their addresses, their home phone numbers, and their real names all in a PDF.
Didn't he get, like, everybody's username and password for the forums?
Oh, something? Yeah, he got access to that, too. He still has that, I think.
That was the exciting one for me, I thought.
Yeah, because your password was probably the same thing. I changed mine the moment I knew David had did that.
Oh, yeah, because that creates a security flaw in our forum, because if he has our passwords and can get into the admin panel, then, yeah.
I never have to worry about any of Soap's, the actual site passwords, because Soap gives us the main site passwords, and they're all some random gobbledygook and numbers and shit, so no one's ever going to get those.
Yeah.
So, I don't even feel any... I could give out clues to what mine is, and nobody would ever be able to get it.
Anyways, I just wanted to express that I completely approve of David's actions there.
Really?
I think that was highly epic.
Well, he shut down the site for an entire day. They had to reprogram some shit, apparently.
If there's any site that I would want to have seen hacked like that, it would have been Starman.net.
Why? So. You have some sort of hate for Starman.net?
No, but I think that they're the perfect site to be hacked like that. I mean, for the sake of epic lulz and whatnot.
Krim is ice cold.
Well, no, I mean, really... I don't want to say they had it coming, but...
They had it coming.
Feeling similar to that. Not quite as hostile, but...
They had it coming.
I guess so. Yes.
Everyone on POS has been at Starman.net and has been there, and... I personally hold no hate for it, but... It's pretty lame.
It's where we all came from, you know, and if not for them, then we wouldn't have gotten started, but still.
I go there today, and it's like looking at a slightly more evolved... Smash Brothers forum, or GameFAQs forum.
Only Earthbound flavored.
You know, people know how to talk right, but and type right.
Okay, I guess like the first two boards that they have are Earthbound flavored, and the rest are just kind of whatever the hell.
They're still.
They're kind of like that one kid in school who has too much money and
everybody hates him.
I mean, he's like a nice guy, but he's still got that whole smug thing going on, and you know,
he rides one of these days into school.
Yeah, you figure, well, you know, It'd be kind of a mean thing, but maybe it would be kind of funny if somebody pantsed him. You know?
You could laugh quietly to yourself and not feel guilty.
Yes. Yes. And he'd kind of get up and brush himself off and be okay with it a few days later. But still.
He was always British in my classes.
Was he?
Yeah.
Huh.
It was like...
He was always... I don't remember. But okay. Anyways, yes. David, 2 thumbs up.
Yeah, the best part about that was the PDF. I love the fact that they had the addresses, the phone numbers, the real names of all their major ranking people, all their mods, basically, that went to their fests or cons or whatever they have for the upper ranking people. They had their names and numbers and addresses. That was epic.
That's another entire area of jocular discussion that we could have about those, you know, starman.net, hey, let's all get together and meet each other fest.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Didn't we do that once? To an extremely lesser degree? We all had money at one point.
It's just that ours didn't have nearly as much gay sex as theirs always do.
I think Gonmon went to it, so you know.
That was the joke that I was really going for, but I was a bit obtuse in my manner of getting there, and it kind of fell short, but oh well. That's just something you have to live with if you're me, is shortcomings like that. Oh well.
Well, I don't think you have to worry too much. I forgot what I was saying in mid-sentence. I'm that boring.
Yeah, see, Rick, I mean, for me, I get halfway through the joke and then stumble, and then for you, you don't even really make it to the joke at all. And I have to wonder which one is worse, you know?
Well, people don't really have to stand there and wait for me to get done.
Oh, yeah, I am rather long-winded. I forgot that. Oh, well.
I take short naps while you talk.
I somehow imagine that you do.
Just picture me curled up in a chair with a teddy bear.
I always do, Rick. I always do.
Have you been stalking me again? Oh, Krem's dog. I always love to point out random noises and make sure they're audible for everyone at home. It's a cameo, by the way. Now we can title this podcast Rick, Krem, and Krem's dog.
Remember that one that that GS and I did where both of our mothers showed up in the same video?
I have vague remembrances of it. I think I drank a lot afterwards.
No comment.
I felt the need to get drunk, really. After watching you play video games.
Uh-huh.
How is it that you can have a controller and yet still fail so much?
Isn't that the curse of the helper? Because I was always playing helper. Oh, no, I was... Well, I was Luigi, too, in our Mario videos.
Same thing, really.
It's just that curse of player 2, you know? Of always player 2. See, when we were doing Yoshi's Island, and I was the only player in that one, I actually did very well.
Yeah, but then the video died. We never got to see the full video of the Yoshi 2 videos.
Oh, yeah, that. Well, you know, we move on.
Will we be able to expect any Krem and GS Gold epic ventures in the future?
Reply hazy.
Chance of precipitation, 50%.
I couldn't have said it better myself, Rick.
Oh dear, I implied that there would be moisture. I think I'll move on.
Mm-hmm.